coming week. Is sometimes the Tzom Vayelech and sometimes Vayelech. The reason is when there's a Shabbos in between Sukkot, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so you read then Hazi. But Vayelech is always the Parsha of Shabbos Shuvah.
To be doing what you're supposed to be doing. What is truth all about? What is truth mean? For Bachim who learn in Yeshiva. So, over the past month, I've gotten to speak to a lot of Bachim about a lot of different topics. And speaking to a lot of Bachim about a lot of different topics. First year Bachim, gotten to know other Bachim. A certain Bachim came to me the other day. And said, I've talked a lot about Malchus, Malchus Shemayim. He says, why is that such an important idea? Very good question. We live in a world where the sense of an authority figure is a very foreign idea to a lot of people. It was once when people lived with a strong authority figure in charge of the government, they knew exactly what authority figure was. And they knew what it meant to be afraid of an authority figure. We don't live in such society. No such thing as an authority figure nowadays in most democracies. And people don't understand really what it means to be afraid of an authority figure. As thou tell us, Malchus Shemayim is like Malchus God. One of the reasons the ideal government in Klal Yisrael is a Malchus. It's for people to learn from Malchus, Malchus Shemayim. We grew up with an idea of an authority figure. Parents were once authority figures. A few years ago, at a Talmud of the Yeshiva, been a very close Talmud of mine. And he wanted his son to come to Torah's Moshe. He told me a beautiful statement, which is the relationship, unfortunately, many Brachim have with their parents. He says, when I was growing up, why did I go to Torah's Moshe? My father told me I had to go to Torah's Moshe. At that point, I was afraid of my father. Today, I'm afraid of my son. I don't know when anyone's going to be afraid of me. The idea of an authority figure is the yesod of our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. The idea of an authority figure is the yesod, the fact of Kabbalah Sol Malchusa. That's the basis of the whole thing. That there is the authority figure. Every other authority figure just represents that authority figure
of HaKadosh Baruch.
The halach is Melech Shemocha Kvodo Ein Kvodo Mocha. A Rebbe Kimi Mocha on his covered. A parent Kimi Mocha on a Melech not. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk. Some tossam alechem melech shekayim alchi. A mosul alach. Shuvah the Marama Rutenberg explains what lies behind that Kedusha. He says, and he quotes one of the piyutim we say on Rosh Hashanah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was mamlich melochim velo hamelucha. Where does a melech get his authority from? A melech gets his authority from he represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. He has not. He says, HaMalchus shel Chohi. Malchus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All authority is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that idea, Malchus Shechu. Halacha. The parent is an authority. But Chazal tell us someone who has Mora for his parents is like Mora Shemai. The Rebbe is supposed to be an authority. Hey, or Rabcha to Mora Shemai. In an ability to accept different levels of authority figures, that comes from essentially a very hard statement of a person. I don't know what authority figures are all about. And that's why Malchus is important. Yes, there are absolute authorities. Number one. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of the parsha. Vayelech Moshe vaydabes advarim eidel kol Yisrael. Vayomer aleihem. B'meyav yesum shon nochi hayom lo uchalod lo tzeis v'lov. Shem omay lai lo tzavos hayardi nasa. Can't cross the yard. Shem lo kechu ovel fanach. But, and Meshech Chochma continually points out, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to tell them, yes, I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. I, Ki Ilu, was the one who split the Amsuf. I'm brought the Torah down. I'm the one who brought you the water. I'm the one who did this. I'm the one who did that. It's not me. It's not me. I represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I move into the background and Yehoshua takes over, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over. Hashem Elokecha Hu over. For 40 years, Moshe dominated their minds. And Moshe did everything. All the needs, everything. So people could have thought, maybe Moshe has some independent power. What is Moshe saying? No, no, no. I don't have any power. I am just representing a Kodesh Baruch. Now, it's a very interesting thing. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, let's say, at all times, let's say, the beginning of Dvarim, Eilat Dvarim Shadibi Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'Evar Yad. It's a very strange pasuk. Why is it a very strange pasuk? Because, what does the pasuk say? Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there, and 3 million Jews, 600,000 males over 20, at least 3 million Jews there, and he's talking, no microphone, no loudspeakers, nothing. How'd that happen? Because I'll say, Shechinah medaberes mitoch grown-up. Shechinah medaberes mitoch grown-up and two separate things. When he spoke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Number one. So, he just spoke, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure the sound travels everywhere. Shechinah medaberes mitoch grown-up meant something else. Every one of us has a neshama. Then the Shema Zechilchul coming up. And that gives us the power of speech. But when we talk, there are two voices. One is the Chilkul Kamimal, and one is the human ego that's speaking too. And the two get very often confused. Moshe Rabbeinu was in honor of Mikolod. He had no ego. His bat was complete to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was only the Chilkul Kamimal was talking. That's why he was the authentic version of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Moshe was the authority figure. Moshe said, but it's not me. I don't do it. By Yerich Moshe, my dabba says, Rabbi Elkhazer, says, I'm not allowed. And Rashi says, no, hello, yochol, toshach, ocho. No. This wasn't weak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your job is finished. It's all over. Pass it over to Yeshua. And you're not special anymore. Oh, yeah. Being in the highest madrega, that's certainly true. But your whole position vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, as the one who split the Yam Suf, as the one who did this, the one who did that, it's gone. It's finished. And when they go into Eretz Yisrael, it's Yehoshua that's going to split the Arga. Yeshua that's going to do all those miracles. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with Yeshua. It has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, there are different authority figures in Klal Yisrael. They represent, they're only there functioning because there's an ultimate authority figure. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in our avoda, preparing for Yahweh. One of the reasons I stress the idea of Malchus, which is throughout. Well, it's a very difficult concept. That's one. There's something else that when we talk about what it means for Yeshiva Bacha to look at himself before Rosh Hashanah and say, what am I supposed to be thinking about? Where am I supposed to change? Nowadays, the idea of going to yeshiva is constant. You go, it's like part of the escalator of life. Get on the bottom, you go up one floor, the only decision you make is turn it a little bit, you go up to the next floor, you get there, make another decision, go up to the next floor. And, you know, it's like in the airport, there's a moving, it moves. And then it's around 10 feet, go next, and it keeps moving. Well, you move, you don't think, you just keep moving. A lot of people in life do that. Finish elementary school, okay. Go from one stage, go to the next part of the moving sidewalk, or the moving escalator, whatever it is. Okay, keep moving. The next day you make a decision, keep moving. While you're on, you keep moving. A lot of people, they do, that's the way it is. It's not the way it is. Are you commercial Yeshua? And he told him, Ayikro Moshe Satorah Hazos. And he wrote the Torah. That's an interesting thing. He wrote the Torah and he said, a copy of this Torah that I'm reading here. He wrote 13 Torahs, one to each Shevet, and then in the Aron Kodesh, on the side of the Aron Kodesh. Why? Because as time went on, each Shevet had. So maybe the Torah changes. The Torah is still there in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah. Nothing changed. Uvarav choyim v'kayomim, nemonim v'nechmodim, lo'ad u'olme olome. This Torah, the same Torah that we learn today. It's the Torah 3,500 years ago Moshe gave. And he said, there is the Torah, and someday, when the old Aron Kodesh comes back, not only is that old Aron Kodesh coming back, that Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote is also going to be there. And it's the same Torah. But, well, you know, Kohanim Bnei Levi. They have Hakel and they read the Torah. Of course, in the twisted minds of contemporary times, is going to be, if Chas Hashem Mashiach doesn't come first, next Sukkot, a year from Sukkot, the president of Israel, Herzog, is going to, because he's, after all, the Melech, Ki'ilu, and people's fantasy, he doesn't keep Shabbos, but he's going to be there reading this Torah. No. But what's the purpose? Why? L'man Yishvu, L'man Yimudu, V'yoros Hashem Elokeinu. V'shomru La'asos, it's called Divrei HaTorah Hazos. Here, it's talking about a very essential idea. How do you get Yoru as Hashem Elokeichem v'shomru la'asos is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos. Ubneihem asher yod, and they're not going to understand the word, but at least they'll get the Yerushimah.
So,
Reishis Chochma, Yerushimah. Tells us the very important key. What is the Pesach to Yerushalayim? Can you give me a sitter? We say, I've said it in the Mishnah Shmos, that every day when I say Kriya Shema, sometimes people are so busy diving they don't pay attention to what the words mean. Abu Rav of Tonga Hashem Elokim, Chama Gedol HaSeirachim Alto. He gave us tremendous love on Mishnah. Avinu Malkeinu, you're our father, but you're the authority figure. Bavurav was saying Shabbat Chulucho. The schus of Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov, those are the authors. And you taught them Chukichai. You taught them how to lead their lives. Teach us how to lead our lives. Number one. Avinu Avarachma. No. Amrach gave Rachmanasan. The same belief, Beinu Lahovinu Lahaskel. Not just teach us how to learn. We have to have Havana. Lishmo Alumu Lulamed. Lishmo Alchukayim. It's called the Rei Talmud. Telling us the next important stage. Yeah. You can learn someone, you can grow up in your house, and they'll teach you how to keep Shabbos. Not enough. Teach you how to make brachos. It's not enough. Unless you learn Torah, you know, what do we say here? It's called Divrei Talmud Torah. To be Mekayim Torah in a complete way, you have to be Lehovin Ulahaskir. That's have a Havana. Next. But then there's a third stage. For her, Einein Basar Sof. Now, it's a much deeper understanding. Our eyes open. Now I really understand it. So what's that point? First you know what to do, then you understand that you can do everything, and then you have an unbelievable understanding. Then we'll dabikli bein in the mitzvah. We're dovok, we're totally connected. Bein in mitzvah. Number one. So our mitzvahs are different to our understanding at all. There's another stage. It's Ahava V'yira V'yichur HaLev. What is Yichur HaLev? We say V'tahe Libeinu L'Avdecha Be'emes. What does that mean? V'tahe Libeinu Be'emes. Pure means, what does pure gold mean? 100% gold. What does pure silver mean? 100% silver. What now? What? Means there's nothing else there. Tahe Libeinu means that our heart is pure, and then we'll be able to be upper for be'emes. So what do we say? Yachir Ravenu, the Avo Yersh. Yachir Alev means that's going to be the only focus of our life, the only thing we care about, and that is single-minded focus on what? Avo Yersh. So we're given a three-step level of how to get to the highest level of Torah. And what is that? It's knowing what to do, understanding we will do everything, and then a deep connection will be dovah, connected, glued to the Torah. And will be yachil v'larish. A very interesting medrash, different versions, but all boils down to the same. There are three stages of Klal Yisrael's involvement in Liban HaTorah. When Torah was first given to the Luchos Rishonos, Klal Yisrael unbelievable Madrega, the Moshe of Adam HaRishon with Me'achet, it was only Torah Shebiksav. On that level, they were, Beis Halevi writes, able to understand the entire Torah Shebiksav from the point of view of Torah Shebiksav. But then, the ego. Once is the ego, so, a very serious problem. Once there's the ego, then my dragon went down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give a Torah Shebiksav and a Torah Shebal Peh. So the format of the Torah that we have today, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, was given on Yom Kippur to Luchos Shnios. That's why, in the end, Simchas Torah is right after Yom Kippur. And there's a third stage. Third stage was when Klal Yisrael came back to Bayis Sheni, they had built a Beis HaMikdash, but there were certain things that were missing. There was no Nevuah, no Ruach HaKodesh, no Urim V'Tumim. That sense of feeling, Hashras Hashchina, was much lessened. And Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were very concerned. Very concerned. Just destroy the Yitzharufar Avodah Zarah. But how are Klal Yisrael going to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a direct way? The old ways of doing it, through the Beis HaMikdash and the like, which is the way the Hamon Am did it, isn't around anymore. Take a look in both Netziven HaMakdova and the Meshech Chachma, they say a very simple thing. Same idea in different formats. There was a time during Bayis Rishon when the regular Jew could connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Beis HaMikdash. And Liban HaTorah was for us, not on a mass basis. For those Yechidei school who wanted. But by the time Bayis Sheni came around, that was impossible then. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to build the Beis HaMikdash until you reveal all the secrets of Torah Shabbat Peh so that it can be available to the Hamonah. That's why from the time Bayis Sheni and on, the tremendous spread of Liman HaTorah to the masses of Klal Yisrael. What is that saying? That's saying exactly what I read from the Sikh. For every one of us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu gave us the means today to do it. That's Liman HaTorah. It's not you've been in yeshiva, continuing yeshiva, okay, in high school, you kept some rules, you didn't come to some rules, you know, you're always trying to make sure the principal didn't catch you. Okay, and you keep going. That's not the way it is. That's not what Limud Torah is about. It's not the same way as your geometry classes, and your algebra classes, and your history classes, whatever. It's not that. And at some point you wake up, and it's a very deep avoda to wake up and understand that Ki lekach tov nosati lochem torosi al tas over. Eitz chayim hi lamachazikim. This is the greatest gift. This is the greatest gift that conceivable. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you an opportunity to connect to the Melech Malchei Amlochem Kodesh Baruch Hu through learning his Torah. And that's what you're doing in Yeshiva. Now that is an adjustment. Because 99.9% of people who walk in, they just finished high school. They just had all these so-called authority figures. It wasn't really an authority figure. It was someone you had to get around and make sure he didn't catch you violating the rules, whatever it was. Okay. And, well, yeah, whatever. But now you're in a different stage of life. This is real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you an opportunity to connect to him in the deepest way through learning his Torah, and as a result, you'll be connected to mitzvahs in a whole different way. As a result, it's a whole different process. And Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us in this week's parsha, Limud HaTorah brings to Yoras Hashem Elokeich. But then there's a very critical pasuk. And there are two pshatim in this pasuk. Vahoyo ki simtzenu also ro'os rabos v'tzaros. But Klal Yisrael aren't going to pay attention. They're going to find themselves beset with all the tzaros in this world. The answer Hashira has also found a way. You'll see Shakach in peace out. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I'm going to make a promise. That's the most incredible promise in all the promises of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah will never be forgotten. So when we sit down and learn Shamachinim, Shamasocha, the Torah says this, and the Torah says that, and the Torah says this, the Torah says that. It's the same Torah of 3,500 years. It's not forgotten. He lo si shochach mipi zara. And when I try to understand how the Rambam and the Rajba of 800-900 years ago understood a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael hundreds of years before, how they understood a halacha Moshe Mesinai hundreds of years before, it's one continuum. And if you stop and think and understand the incredible, there's no other book, there's no other set of knowledge in this world that keeps going for 3,500 years. There's no, and why does it? It defies anything. You know why? Because that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ki Yosei Shachach. And then, so, what are the two pshat of Ahoy Kings and Santa also rose, Rabbis, etc.? And the world be collapsing. And you want to know why the world is collapsing. So you look in the Pesukim. Torah tells you why the world is collapsing. That's what it does. It tells you something else. The Om Sahashira has those. One of the A. You can connect. You, how do you grab on when the world's collapsing? And we have to pull ourselves out of this collapsing world and say, no, 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 we're not part of it. How do we say we're not part of it? We learn this Shira, this Torah. Kitzu Lochem Es HaShira Zos. What is the Shira's Torah? The Torah is saying, to understand what's happening, look in the Torah. To pull yourself out of what's happening, connect yourself to Limud HaTorah. Now, one other final thing in the Torah. It says, I'll leave you. What does Hestaponim mean? Hestaponim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards Klal Yisrael. He says, Shomer Amo Yisrael. Now the world is full of a bunch of wild animals. Wild animals will see something defenseless is going to jump on it. The Kozman HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. And when he pulls back that protective shield, that's Hestaponim. He allows Now, Omar Bayom Hahu, and you'll say on that day, and here we've shown him have different structures. It boils down to the same thing. Hello, Al King, Elokai Bakirbi Mitsuuni Haro Usaeva. Okay. So, what did he say? You want to understand why this is happening to the world, but you have to understand there's the United Nations, and there's a democracy, and it's a this, and it's a that, and there's a laboratory in Wuhan, China, and it's a this, and it's and oh, no. You will not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. You'll refuse to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always running the world, even when he pulls back. But you'll say, oh, why? You have to understand why Germany had to kill all these Jews. Because it was the Versailles Treaty, and it's it. You can have a whole analysis. Ain't Elokai Bekirbi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not running the world. You said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not running the world. I'll pull back even. I'll do it so hest upon him that you won't even if you look on it, I'm still running the world. Why? Because you get every explanation except to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong. So what's the solution? How do we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu and begin waking up to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? Kotzke Rebbe, someone wants to ask him, where's the Ribbono Shel? That's with the Ribbono Shel, wherever you let him in. The problem is most people don't let him in. So it's describing what happens to history. What happens to history is a very simple thing that happens to history. And the Torah says, and how do you pull yourself out of that spiral? That, after all, it's scientifically, this scientifically, whatever it is, historically, politically, you go to university, understand the history, political science, whatever. No, you're missing. Those are just the tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he's running the world. And there is an interesting Maamar Chazal. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he drew lots. Gave all the Malachim, he drew lots. You get Germany, you get France, you get the UK, you get Spain, you get whatever, China, you get Russia, whatever. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they chose lots, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ended up with Klal Yisrael. What are Chazal trying to tell us? Chazal trying to tell us, Marshall, a very, very simple thing. There are laws of history. There are laws of nature. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Points to certain laws of history, laws of politics, laws of that. And every nation has its up and its down. There's one nation that's not subject to any laws of history. Only Kashkoch and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Christ. So we're approaching Yom HaDin, we read Vayelech. What does Vayelech say? What is it telling you about your Yeshiva? death, yes, you can take davening seriously, maybe seriously, maybe not seriously. It says, wake up, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu on this book. He's real. He's real. He's an authority for you. Take your authority for your seriously and realize the incredible opportunity you have by learning Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the tool to connect to Him in the midst of all the craziness and idiocy that's happening out in the world. But you have to take a Tovness, not to work. To Rossi El Paso. But you have that opportunity of being in Yeshiva. Grab onto it, hold on to it. It's Chaim Hila Machazikim. Hold on to it. And it may be hard. It's very hard. Torah's not necessarily easy. So Achahada Chainon will hold this thing, inshallah. In the end, it is very hard, but in the end it's rewarding. And that is, I believe. So what's Yeshiva Bachur supposed to do? Yeah. He has to look at himself seriously and say, how serious am I taking my davening? How seriously is it that I know when I daven a normal mincha, you know, I just, okay, I'm a little tired, okay, I'll run off to Vishnitz and come halfway through there and finish it off. How seriously do you take your davening? How much do you... You know, I have a problem. I see a bocha davening, drinking his coffee, his shirt's out. I said, does he really believe he's confronting HaMelech Malchei 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 Kodesh Baruch Hu? Does he really think that? Yes. If not, he would be saying that. When he's sitting and learning Torah, does he really think that if he really understands the sugya is connecting his mind to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's your avodah. That's what it means for Yeshiva Bachur to teach you. If you all keep Shabbos, hopefully. Not so simple. You learn Hilchos Shabbos, you realize. Not so simple. That's right. Okay. I'll do everything. But there's much deeper thing. Making Kodesh Baruch Hu really serious in your life. The avodah of Rosh, and that's the avodah of Rosh, of Malchus Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kabul Omarchus, Leit Lucha Kesem Lucha. We're giving our Kenegat Kawarch, we really mean it. You are our Melech. You created the world, you made us on this day, you are our Melech.